The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then there I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
This past week, we celebrated the feast day of Blessed Stanley Rother. And when I hear this gospel, I think of Blessed Stanley. He was, you might say, a master at storing up treasure in heaven. He knew well the value of work. He taught himself how to live well and live for God. And no matter what, he never wanted to give up on his call to be a priest. And because of this determination, God had a plan, an eternal plan for Blessed Stanley. This last week on a video, I watched the procession of the statue of Blessed Stanley coming through the streets of Santiago Atitlan in Guatemala this last Thursday. Hundreds of pilgrims, parishioners, and people who wanted to celebrate and remember the priest who gave his life for them. He knew he was going back to Guatemala to die. He was ready to make this offering of love and sacrifice for his people. And for Blessed Stanley Rother, this was his way of filling up the barn with a harvest that knows no end. Through his sacrifice, Jesus is making all things new. When we love and serve the Lord, he will make all things new. Constantly, he will restore our life. St. Paul says, "Put to death the parts of you that are earthly." He's talking about the things that keep you from fully loving God. St. Paul, he even offers a list. Thank you, St. Paul. Immorality, impurity, evil passions, evil desires, greed and idolatry. I struggle with all of these, by the way. I think a lot of us do, in some measure. We know what St. Paul is talking about. He says, stop lying, stop cheating. The old self needs to be renewed. And this is so important for our spiritual life. There must be a time each day for renewal with God. A time each day that you sit with God in prayer. How do you do this, or how you might do this, it's not important, actually. Just do it. We spend too much time thinking about how to pray instead of just praying. And I think it's different for every person how this happens. So I always think of my grandfather when I don't know how to pray. He loved to just get up really early in the morning, earlier than God, maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I think that was probably true. But he would make a cup of coffee and he would sit on the porch and pray. And he would tell me often that he did this, especially towards the end of his life when I would visit him. He would get up early, he would go to the porch with his coffee. He didn't have any books or devotions. He just had a conversation with God. Prayer is a conversation with God who loves us and wants to transform our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires. Paul says, think of what is above. We more often need to be thinking of what is above, encountering Jesus, asking the Lord, what are your plans for my life? What is your will for this day? How do I serve you now, in this moment? Our lives belong to Jesus. That doesn't mean we should not take care of our lives. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't take care of our loved ones and the things that we have on this earth. Certainly, we must be good stewards of the earth, of our possessions, certainly our loved ones, and offer the love of God to others. But at the same time, our minds must turn daily to heaven. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity. This word is strange in the Bible. So it's always better if you have time, when you don't understand a word or what it means in the context of the scripture, to find it the Hebrew word for it, especially in the Old Testament. There's usually deeper meaning. And so this particular word is interesting. The Hebrew word actually translates more correctly to passing breath, a passing breath of God, or our passing breath. So if you read it that way, passing breath of God, all things are passing. What is the point of this life if we do not have an eternal goal? Hear the voice of Jesus, not just the voices of the world. Those things are a passing breath. Receive the love of Jesus. Do not just pursue self-love. That's passing away. We need to know Jesus by having a relationship with him, not just a relationship with our things, our phones, our social media, our work, our addictions, our earthly desires. No, these things are vanity. They're passing. They're a breath. So what did Blessed Stanley Rother say? He said in his letter to the Church of Oklahoma not long before he returned to Guatemala to celebrate one last Holy Week and Easter. You know the quote, "A shepherd cannot run at the first sign of danger." You see, nothing was left for Blessed Stanley Rother in this life, except his priesthood, his love for his people, his trust in Jesus, and the offering of his life. Many in the world would say that what he did by going back to Guatemala was foolish. He was in Oklahoma. He was safe. Safe from danger, safe from death. But for him, his people, they were worth dying for. That mission where he was serving was worth dying for. For him, Jesus is worth dying for. Are we rich in what matters to God? We are not created to live eternally on this earth. This is our pilgrimage, this life that we have. Our pilgrimage towards the Holy of Holies, the Lord of all creation, toward the Heavenly Father. We live this life and we live it well, loving, serving, and proclaiming Jesus. And we live eternity praising God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.